What's up, guys? It's Jeff, the Running EP, and this is the Running EP podcast. It is a solo episode, and yes, I know, it's been a while. I'm really excited to be back and to be sharing my truth. This episode is all about the importance of showing love, the importance of offering affirmations not only to our patients and clients that we see in the clinic, but also the people we work with, the people we see in the community, or just the people in our lives in general. Over the past couple of weeks, I've been really thinking, I've been reflecting, and I truly believe that we as a society, or people in general, we're incredibly receptive at highlighting people's faults, people's weaknesses, people's shortcomings, what people are doing now that's wrong that need to be fixed. Why is that? Is it all about ego? Does that make us feel better? Are there opportunities for us to come in and be someone's savior, to fix them, to be better people? And now, when we reflect, especially us as health practitioners, what do we do? A big part of our role, especially when we meet someone who seeks our healthcare, someone who's tried so many times to make things right, to make a positive, impactful, meaningful change in their life for the better, and yet they've experienced so many quote-unquote failures, so many setbacks, so many experiences that tell them they're not capable, that change is incredibly difficult, and maybe, making a positive, meaningful change just isn't in the cards for you. And on top of that, when people make bold, courageous decisions in their life, or when they experience even small wins, we tend to just brush it off. It's as if success, even the small things that people achieve, they're normal. It's expected. So we don't recognize it. We don't tune in and affirm it. We don't support it. And if we as health practitioners, we as people, don't offer affirmations to people when amazing behaviors that move someone in a positive direction isn't highlighted or recognized, will that person see it too? Will they realize or recognize their own capabilities or strengths if everyone around them is so hypervigilant and receptive to one's weaknesses? It's sad. And I think it's something that needs to change. And now let's run it back. What exactly is an affirmation? Affirmations aren't just blind praise. They're not just telling someone you're strong, you're adaptable, you're resilient, you're amazing, you're good enough. It's not just positive talk. Affirmations are genuine statements of appreciation for the person and their strengths. Aspects of the person that give them hope. Affirmations mean that you've got to be incredibly receptive to what this person is doing, receptive to their behaviors, and not just that, how they conduct themselves, how they're living their life in the present moment. So it's not just highlighting their attitudes, them being positive. It's not just their decisions. It's not their amazing goals that they plan to achieve in their life. Great, awesome, have that. I'm not saying don't have them. Affirmations are all about the what and how. And that takes work. And that means you as a health practitioner need to be present. You've got to be connected with your client. In order to accomplish positive, meaningful, impactful lifestyle change, it doesn't just come down to having all the right reasons that motivate you to move. It doesn't just come down to having a clear path, a clear prescription in what to do. It also comes down to your internal belief in your strengths, your capacity to complete the task at hand, despite setbacks, no matter what comes your way. Do you genuinely believe that you already have the strengths and values within you to make the change? That's the question. For example, when a person with persistent lower back pain experiences a flare-up and still attends their usual exercise session, makes changes to their program, modifies the manner of which they perform their exercises, and still completes the task at hand. A simple affirmation that you could offer is this: you are a person that recognizes that there are multiple ways and options to complete a task, and you are determined to do whatever it takes to get it done. When a patient or client recognizes that there are aspects of their life that need to change, aspects of their health that need to improve, behaviors, things that they're doing right now that isn't serving them, things that they're not proud of, an affirmation that you could offer is this: you are a person who's incredibly self-aware, someone who recognizes things in life that need to change, either now or later. And lastly, when someone falls short of achieving their goals or misses out on an outcome that they were expecting, but still came out of it stronger, better, wiser, a simple affirmation that you could give is this: you explore even the most difficult experiences in life because you know there are valuable lessons that make you better, and that is a powerful strength in you. Guys, we got to be showing love. We've got to be sharing more affirmations in the world to the people that we connect and meet in life. Because if we're living in a society that thrives off putting people down and only recognizing the mistakes, the shortcomings and weaknesses in people, maybe we might not even recognize the strength and potential within us for greatness. Let's get it, guys.